So, you have a Batman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I know that critics didn't love Batman Forever, but I think I know where we went wrong, so this one's gonna be awesome.
Well, it's important to learn from your mistakes, so what improvements are we gonna be making?
Well, first of all, we put nipples on the Batsuit in that one.
Oh yeah, that's right, we did.
Yeah, and you know, based on how people reacted to that, I think we should, you know, feature them more prominently.
Oh, we should go all in on the nipples.
Yeah, I think we should start the movie by zooming in on them. I think people will appreciate them even more.
Commit to the nip. That's what I always say.
You do say that often.
Yeah, I do. HR has been trying to get me to stop, but I like saying it. What am I gonna do?
So anyway, Batman and Robin get all suited up and head out on a mission.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah, and on the way they find out that Mr. Freeze is robbing a museum.
Wait, where were they going if they find out on the way?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So Mr. Freeze is stealing a big old diamond because he needs it to power his freeze suit.
That makes sense.
I know it does. Diamonds help freeze things.
Everybody knows that.
Ice cold, baby.
So what's Mr. Freeze's deal?
Oh, well, his wife is sick with a rare disease and he makes ice puns.
Oh, what kind of ice puns?
Every single one you could possibly make.
Oh, excessive ice puns are tight.
More like ice-cessive.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, most of these won't make sense. It's whatever.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, then Batman and Robin show up at the museum, right?
Right.
And they need to try to get the diamond, but Mr. Freeze's henchmen try to get away with it using hockey.
Wow, well, it's gonna be hard for them to deal with hockey players in their Batman and Robin costumes.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when they tap their feet together, the little boots turn into skates.
What?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Why would they have skate blades on their boots?
In case they have to skate.
Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So anyway, Mr. Freeze gets in a rocket ship and tries to escape.
His plan is to steal a diamond, then take a rocket to space?
That's what we're going with.
Wow.
But then Batman and Robin are gonna stop him, and Robin's gonna get frozen.
Oh, no.
Yep, so Mr. Freeze is like, kill you next time, Batman, and he runs away.
Wait, why doesn't he kill him right then and there?
Well, because the movie's far from over.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, we're gonna meet the other villains of the movie.
Oh, there are other villains.
Yes, sir. There's Poison Ivy and Bane.
And what's Poison Ivy's deal?
Well, she gets chemicals on her and gets evil powers.
How did Mr. Freeze get his powers?
He got some chemicals on him and got evil powers.
What about Bane?
He got some chemicals in him and got evil powers.
Okay, we got a good variety. I like it.
Yeah, we do.
Amazing.
So yeah, Poison Ivy has this power where she can seduce people, you know, like a plant.
Like a plant?
Yeah.
Are you like into plants?
Yeah.
Oh, very weird.
Yeah, so she makes people fall in love with her by blowing stuff in their face.
That's one of my flirting moves too. I use Cheeto dust.
Does that work?
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, so Batman and Robin are gonna be affected by this love toxin, and they're gonna bicker the whole movie about who she loves more.
Oh, grown men bickering while in rubber costumes? Now we've got ourselves a movie.
Yeah, we're gonna have an auction scene where Batman and Robin both start bidding on Poison Ivy.
Okay.
And Batman's able to outbid Robin because he brought his bat credit card.
Oh, a bat credit card, you say?
Oh my god, what happened?
Oh, I'm sorry, my eyes just rolled themselves. That was weird.
Very weird.
So what else happens in the movie?
Oh, well, Alfred's niece Barbara is gonna be visiting from London.
Oh, so she's got a nice British accent?
No, full-on American accent.
Oh.
Yeah, and also Alfred happens to be dying from the same rare disease as Mr. Freeze's wife.
Wow, what a crazy coincidence.
Yeah, you could just write whatever you want in these things.
That's true, you can.
So anyway, he gives her a CD-ROM and he's like, don't open this.
Okay.
And so she immediately betrays him and does it.
Wow, very inconsiderate.
Yeah, and it turns out there's a virtual version of Alfred. And he's like, I knew you were gonna betray me anyway, so here's a Batgirl costume I made for you to fight crime.
So he could have just given that to her. That was a complete waste of time.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Wow, and so how does the movie end?
Well, Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy decide to team up.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because he wants to freeze the planet and she wants to cover it with plants.
Oh, those are two very incompatible plans. It doesn't make sense for them to team up at all.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie. Well, they're gonna team up.
Well, okay then.
Yeah, and Robin's gonna pretend like he's still affected by the toxin to get close to Poison Ivy.
Okay.
But then he reveals he was faking it.
So how did they get over the effect of the toxin?
Unclear.
Huh.
So anyway, then there's a big final fight and Poison Ivy falls into a plant that closes up on her.
Doesn't she control plants?
Yeah, but not this one.
Why not?
Because the movie's over.
Gotcha.
And then Mr. Freeze gives Batman the cure for Alfred's disease.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I made a pun.
Did you see how fun that was?
Yeah, I totally get it.
And so yeah, that's about it.
Well, it sounds great.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I think this is gonna be something we can all be very proud of.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.